Hello, my name is Aiden Williamson, and I'm doing a book review podcast on The 11th Plague, written by Jeff Hirsch. The 11th Plague takes place in the future after a big war, after a big plague that wiped out most of the population. They call this plague P11, P being short for plague, and 11 for 11. It is about a boy named Steven who is a scavenger. And scavengers are people who are always traveling and scavenging for food and things to trade for food and essentials. Scavengers also never stay in the same place. They're always moving, like, from place to place. And since it is the end of the world, it's pretty much anarchy, and there's no government, and it's pretty much everybody for themselves. So, like, kind of like if you've seen the movie The Purge, but it's like that all the time. There's not just like a 12-hour period. So pretty much the book starts off with Steven and his dad burying his grandfather, who had just passed away. There is a big storm and they're running away from people who are coming after them. And Steven's dad falls, hits his head, and goes into a coma. But there's some people who they see this and take Steven and his dad to a safe community that they formed. In this community, there's a park, a school, and houses that they had before the plague. They just like remodeled those houses and turned it into something for people in the plague. At this point, Steven is very confused because in this situation, it's kind of like a kid from the movie called Room. In Room, the man kidnaps a girl and rapes her, so she has a kid. And this kid has never seen the outside world, and, like, he's only been in this room, and it's soundproof, so nobody can hear them, and he's just, like, in there, and that's the only world he knows. Like, his mom tells him that, oh, yeah, this is the only, like, we're the only people on Earth, and this is the only room besides the magic man, who is actually the guy who raped them. He brings them food and stuff to eat, but he thinks that's just some, like, magic person who brings him food and stuff. And that's like the 11th plague, because Steven has only been known for scavenging and stuff. He's never actually seen a nice place like this where people give him food and stuff, and he just sits in one place, so he's kind of like apprehensive about it, because he doesn't, like, you know, he's not known for that. Being a part of the sanctuary goes on for about half the book, and at this point, a girl named Jenny enters the story. Jenny is a troublemaker who doesn't like to listen to any of the rules, and she wants to run away. And Steven, he, like I said, he's really apprehensive and very nervous around all these people who give him food and stuff. So he kind of wants to run away with her, and Steven and Jenny decide to blow off cherry bombs. And if you don't know, cherry bombs are like fireworks. And yeah, they're like fireworks. And it makes a really big mess, and their lives go from perfect at this point to horribly wrong. And that's where I'm going to stop this podcast, because that's a cliffhanger. And that makes you read the book. So, thank you for listening to this podcast, and go read The 11th Plague, because it's a really good book, and